And again, he'll say, V'yama didi, yodideyu, belongs to me and you. And the Gemara, lifufa mediyadiyah. If you're going to put something new, add something onto the wall, we can tell what you're adding onto the wall. So we're not afraid that the outside guy will add on his side. For the Gemara, v'omi b'chus katani. But I cover the Mishnah's mashmah clearly, you make the chesed on the outside. Kasha. But this second, ikad yamri, that lushin is a kasha. Rabbi Yechonin says, nishayo v'amto milabar. Nishayo v'amto milabar, she says, yehetach v'tit. Have like one amma sticking out of cement on the outside. That's the yetzer. For the Gemara, according to him, also, whenever Milagav wants to do it inside, and the Gemara, if you'll do it inside, then Ovid Chavri Milabar, then your friend will also make the same cement on the outside towards him. The Yomar then will come to say, Didiyu Didayu, it's mine and yours, we did it together. Therefore, the yetzer is you have to build it on the outside. So then he can't come into your rishos and build in your rishos, you throw him out. The Yachav the Marv so, Hashtanami the Kofale Chavri. The outside guy will peel it off like. Hashanah, what are you saying now? Make the simon towards the outside. So the outside guy, he'll peel it off. And then he'll say, there's no simon, it belongs to both of us. So he says, no, kilufa mediyadiyah. If he's going to peel it off, then we'll realize it was peeled off. Therefore, the answer is to build the simon on the outside. Now, hutsa. That's what we said before. You can make a wall with hutsa, with palms, with leaves. Omer Rav Nachman, Sinufa Yerechem Levar. Let's say before we have the Minigam Mokum was to make a wall, like the least amount of wall you could make is with palm branches. So let's say they make it with palm branches. How are you going to make a simon then? How are we going to have the projection? Where's it going to stick out? Omer Rav Nachman, Sinufa Yerechem Levar. Let some branches stick out outwards. Furthermore, why? Venevim Lagav, do it inside. Or Venami Chavrim Levar, then your friend on the outside will do it outside on his side. V'yomer will say, the day, who is both of ours. What do you have? A branch sticking out? He'll chop off the branch. And he'll say, V'yoma didi didayu, it's both of ours. So Mar says, Mishrik leitino. You have to smear it there with cement. Like that branch that's sticking out, you have to make it cemented there. But the Mar says, what? Hoshto nami yosi chavri v'kolofle. Kilufle, he'll like peel off, he'll take off the cement. So Mar says, no, kilufle, he'll peel it off. And the Gemara, kilufle mediyadiyah. Once you're handling with cement, that people will know. You could tell that it was taken off. Abai Roma Hutsa less like Takanta. Hishno Hutsa has no Takana. Ella Bishtor, Enchnamiv, he holds no. If you're only making a wall in between made out of branches, then the only answer is if one guy builds it, he has to make a star. Without a star, Enchnami will never know, he can't prove it, which one built it. Because the other one could cut off a branch. Cutting off branches, you won't be able to tell. Therefore, the answer by a wall made with branches, you have to write up a star if you build it yourself. Both of them make it together. Then you make two simon. Why does the Mishnah say in a bika? If they both do agree to build it up together, so what do? We make them both make a simon. So the question is why? The better it should be, don't make any simon. If one makes it, he has to make a sign that it's his. But if they both make it together, so don't make any sign at all. If there's no sign, there's no projection either way on top of the wall, so we'll automatically know they both built it together. How come still we have to make a projection? Or Malela, Tzricha, the case is talking about, Tekotem Chadvanayav Yomad Idei, that one of them already made a projection. Since one of them did it, therefore we tell the other one, you go and do it also. Brenachnami, if neither of them did it, that would also be an Eitzah. Mar says, Vila Yavid Chavrei, therefore the other one won't do it, Omad Ideihu, he'll say it's his. So therefore, the Mishnah says Neitza, both should make the simon. For the Gemara, Batonat HaKantla Ramai, and the Chura, that first guy had no right to make a simon. So you're telling me the only reason why you need two is because one guy chopped around and did it first. That's like a trick, that's a Ramai, a tricker. So we don't talk about these people. The Chura normally talking, when two people build it together, you do not need simonim. Or Malay, Batonat HaKantla Ramai, Kamashmalan, or Malay, the Reish anyway, Lav Takantla Ramayu. Like anyway, what's the purpose of making one simon? Even when one person builds it himself, what's the purpose of his simon? Because they're afraid the other guy will come and lie and say he built it also. So the whole Eitz is anyway is for Ramai. Therefore, we say Eitz is for Ramai here also. Omalei, no. Bishleim Reisha Tana Dina Mishum Dina Tana Takanta. The Reisha tells us the din. The din is that in the Bika, you do not have to build a wall. And if one wants to, he has to go in. So once it says the din, it says already in Eitz Tovah, like make a projection to show that it's yours. El Seifa Dina Katani, the Katani Takanta doesn't say any din. Just says when both of them do it together, both should make simonim. Why? Amravino Hocha Behutse Askinan. Here we're talking, the Sefer is talking about where the wall was made with branches. And Lafukim in the Baya. The Yom Hutsa left at the Kanto, Elevishtoro, Kamashmon, the Bechaz Sagi. No, his common teachers know that even though the wall was made with branches, even with branches also, you couldn't make a sim with the Chazis. That's the Chiddush of the Sefer. Senechanami, Saka true. When they both agree at the beginning, the best thing is don't make any sign at all. We're talking about one guy went fast and made a sign. But the Mishnah teaching us a din that even by a wall made from branches, simonim do help. Not like Abaye said before, that by branches you cut it off and we won't tell. No, we are the branches also, you can tell if it was cut off or not. So even by branches, you could make these simonim. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding the Avdallah on the base by the Mishnah. If you own property 3 fields around a middle person, like Reuven owns the middle property, and Shimon bought the 3 fields around his field. So he owns 3 fields around the middle one. Now the goder es harishoinov, yes hashniyov, yes hashlishis. The outside one, Shimon, he made a wall, he built up a wall between his property and the middle one, between him and Reuven. And it's talking about a dikka now, so you have no chiyuv to build the mechitza. So the middle one didn't want to build it, so he doesn't have to pay at all. So the outside one paid for the mechitza on the 3 sides. So the halacha is, ein machayov inoisai. We don't tell the middle one he has to pay for it. Like in the dikka of the mokum, you don't have to build the wall. So you can't force the middle one to pay you at all. That's all the Tanakhama says. Which would be mashma though, that lo yitzuyi, he would have built up a 4th wall, then you could charge the middle one to pay you. Now, Rabbi Yossi says, Im Omad the Goderes Revius, like he speaks it out clearly. Let's say now he gets up and he builds the 4th wall on the 4th side. So then the law is Megalglin Oliver Sakurl. We make the middle one pay for it all. He has to help now pay his share, half of the wall, half of all 4 walls that were built. Now, exactly who gets up and builds it, it doesn't say. So we'll see in the Gemara what the Machlekes is and exactly what does Rabbi Yossi say. Gemara says, Om Rav Yehuda Mashmuel, Halacha Rabbi Yossi. We talk a paskin like Rabbi Yossi, so we have to know what the machlekes is, but he says we hold like Rabbi Yossi. The Yoma that Rabbi Yossi says, Im Omad Vegoder Es Ravis, if he gets up now and builds the 4th wall, so now the middle one, Reuven's field, has complete 4 walls around it, then Megalglin Oliver Sakril. Then we ask, we have a right, the outside one, Shimon has a right, he asks Reuven to pay him half of the expenses for the walls. And loishno omad nikev, loishno omad makif. It doesn't make a difference who built the 4th wall. The makif means the one on the outside. Not only did he build the 3 first, but now when he built the 4th wall, he also has a right to charge the middle one to pay now for the expenses. Because now that he built 4 walls around his kotzer, he gave him hanor. So I was mahani you, you have to pay me for the hanor that I gave you. And the chiddush is loishno omad, that's the makif, and also loishno omad nikif, and that's pshita. If the nikif means of the middle one himself, if Reuven now got up and built the 4th wall himself, that for sure shows us that he's happy now with all 3 walls, and therefore he has to chip in with you on the 3 walls that you built. Itma will learn like this. Rav Huna, Rav Huna says hakel lifimasha goda, that the middle one has to chip in and pay for the 1st walls, that he has to pay the exact expense. How much the 1st one paid, spent on the wall, you have to pay him. That's called hakel lefimasha goder. You have to pay him according to how much he spent on those 3 walls, or the 4th wall if he built it. Chia barav amano, hakel lefi demei kanan bezoil. The middle one doesn't have to pay the exact expense, how much the 1st one paid. Like, who asked you to build such big expensive walls? He has the right to say, if I were to build the wall, I would have just built a simple wall made out of reeds to make condom bazil. So I only have to pay you how much a simple wall would cost, made out of reeds, and that I'll pay you half. That's what the middle one has the right to pay. So now the Gemara says, Tanan, learn to our Mishnah, Hamak Yves Chaverim Misholosh Ruchaisov, if you have 3 fields around this middle person, and Vagod Deres Rishayna, you build up 1 wall between your field and his, then you build a 2nd wall around his property, and then so the kids say you build up now 3 walls around the middle one's property to divide between you and him.
So the Mishnah says, Ein machayov enoisoi. We do not ask the middle one to chip in because he has no hano, he has no enjoyment. Since the fourth side is still open, there's no enjoyment by having three walls. People can still come in the fourth wall. Mashmado harivias machayov enoisoi. Mashmado, though, when the outside one builds up the fourth wall, now the middle one, inside one, has enjoyment. His chatzah, his field, is completely surrounded with a mechitza. Then the outside one has a right to ask him to pay. He has to pay half of the expense. That's what the Rashi says. Now, Amos Seif, what does the Seif of the Mishnah say? That Rabbi Yosi Yomer, im o mad v'godir es revius, whether the makav or the nikav, when they get up, or either one, and they build the fourth wall, it says, megalgan olav es akil. Then we ask the middle one now to pay for half of the expense of all four walls. That's what Rabbi Yosi says. So the kasher is, what's the machlokes Tanakam and Rabbi Yosi? The Chura, they're both saying the same thing. They're both saying that when the fourth wall is built up, you have a right to charge the middle one to pay for you. So what's the machlokes? It must look like this. Bishloim it's good, l'Rav Huna, d'yomer hakel l'fi ma'ashe godar bo. That he says, according to Rabbi Yosi, we charge the middle one the exact expense, how much you paid for the wall. Says so, I'll tell you, Hainu d'yikav ben Tanakam of Rabbi Yosi. Maybe that's the difference, that's the machlokes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yosi. Tanakam is sov rakol l'fi d'mei kanim b'zol. True, the Tanakam is mashma, that when the fourth wall is built up, then you have a right to charge the middle one for helping you build all four walls. But how much can you charge him? Only half of the price of a simple, cheap wall made out of kanim, made out of reeds. And that's all. Mashenken u'mashe god aloi. But according to how much money you spent for it, you built now a brick wall, that you can't charge him. That's Pshana Tanakama. If so, now it's good. For Rabbi Yosi that argues, like what's Rabbi Yosi come to argue on? Rabbi Yosi says, Megalgan Olav HaSakil means, Rabbi Yosi Sov Rakil Lufi Masha Godar. No, you have to pay, you have to chip in and pay half of the expense, how much it cost him to build those walls. Not cheap walls, but how much it cost him to pay for that wall that he did build. That he built. So that's good now what the Machlokes is. But Elo Lechia Barav. The Yomer that he says, no, even according to Rabbi Yosi. Hakir Lufi Dimei Kana Bezoil, even according to Rabbi Yosi, when you charge the middle one after you build up the four walls, you only have a right to charge him how much a simple wall would cost. And so then, Ma'ika Ben Tanakam and Rabbi Yosi. So what's the difference? They both agree that when the fourth wall is built up, you have a right to charge the middle one, and you only have a right to charge him for a simple wall. So what's the Machlokes then? For the Gemara, like, according to Tanakam, if you want to tell me, like, what else could a Tanakam hold? Like, you master from the Tanakam, when he builds up a fourth one, you're going to have to pay something. So if Rabbi Yosi only says you have to pay how much a cheap wall will cost, so how could a Tanakam argue? What else can he pay? Like, if not paying for a cheap wall, what else do you pay for? So Mara says, yes, maybe. So that's what's cash for Mike Yoivlei. Mara says, no. I'll tell you, boy, you say, aga netirika benayu. It could be the Tanakam is sovar aga netirin. All you have to pay for is, you don't have to chip in how much even a cheap wool would cost. That would cost $5. No, you have right to say, I would have been just to have a watchman. Have a cheap watchman there. He'll just stand there, bishat. Rashi says, when the crop is growing, when the field is bekremosoi, when the wheat or corn is fully grown, for a short amount of time, we'll hire a watchman to watch. That's all I'll pay for. I'll only chip in on that. Not to have to pay for even a cheap wool. In. To make kind of bezolai, that's what a Tanakama maybe holds. He doesn't even have to chip in how much a cheap wool will cost. He'll only chip in how much a cheap watchman would cost. And on this, for Rabbi Yosi Sovano, to make kind of bezoil, you have to pay him at least the amount of a cheap wool. So it could even come out good according to Rav Huna, what the Machlokes is. The boy is saying, or else I could answer you, the difference is, even after the fourth wall is built up, now you have a right to charge the middle one, but for how many walls can you charge him? I'll tell you, Tanakama Sava Reviya Sudi Yoivlei, he only has to chip in now to pay for the fourth wall. Abu Rishayna Shniyo Shlishis La Yoivlei. But the first three walls, since at the time when they were built, you did not have enjoyment from it. At that time, the fourth wall was still open. So when it was built, you are puter from paying him. You don't have to pay him even later on. That's the shot in the Rabbanan. True. For the fourth wall, you have to pay him to make Khan and Bazil. You have to pay him how much a cheap wall would cost. But for the first three, you don't have to pay him at all. And on this, for Rabbi Yosi Sovar, Rishayna Shniyo Shlishis, Nami Yoivlei, you even have to pay, chip in, how much the first three walls cost. Now that he built the fourth wall, now it's considered you're having enjoyment from all four walls. Therefore, you have to chip in to pay half of the amount for the four walls. How much? Not how much these walls cost, but how much a cheaper wall would cost. He boys say, where else I could answer you like this? That maybe makiv v'nikiv v'gabenayu. It's a difference who builds the fourth wall that he has to pay. The Tanakam is of our time of the Yomad Nikiv. Only if the Nikiv means if the middle one himself, after the outside one built the first three walls, now the middleman himself wakes up and builds the fourth wall, that shows us that he's Niko with the first three walls, therefore the Megalgan and all of us are killed. Then we make the inside one pay for all four walls. Avolomad Makiv, what's going to be if just the outside one that built the first three walls, he'll get up now and build the fourth wall, ain't a nice and light. Then the Tanakama says, no, you don't have to pay him. Ella de Meirevius, you only have to pay him how much the fourth wall is worth, but not for the first three walls. For Rabbi Yossi Sova, no, Loishino Nikiv, Loishino Makiv, it does not make a difference which one of them built up the fourth wall, whether the Makiv, the one that made the first three walls, or whether the Nikiv, the one that's inside. That in Momad the Godar, if they get up and build the fourth wall here, now the inside one is having a total enjoyment from these four walls, therefore Megalglin Olav Esakil. That's Rabbi Yossi Svarim, that no matter who built up the fourth wall, we make him pay for all four walls. We chip in to pay half of the expense for all four walls.